Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for the goodness that has come in our lives as we've looked to you and come through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful word that says, in Christ the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily, and we have come to fullness of life in him. So thank you, Father God, for bringing us to that place of realizing without Jesus, and without him in our life, there is no way to the Father and to all your goodness, all the blessings of heaven. So thank you, Lord, for those that you predestined, you called, and those you called, you justify. And those you justify, you glorify in the wonderful love that's joined to Christ and with all the goodness of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit. We appreciate you, Father God. Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the fullness of heaven that's been made available to us now in Jesus' name. Amen.
We read Matthew 5 from verse 17 to 20. Do not think I have come to do away with or undo the law or the prophets. I have come not to do away with or undo, but to complete and fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until the sky and the earth pass away and perish, not one smallest letter, nor one little hook identifying certain Hebrew letters will pass from the law until all things it foreshadows are accomplished. Whoever then breaks or does away with or relaxes one of the least important of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least important in the kingdom of heaven. But he who practices them and teaches others to do so shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah. Yeah, we've got from the mouth of the Master, Jesus Christ, Big Brother, Lord, Savior, King of Kings, that the law is important. And he's important in the sense where we can see in Romans chapter 7, where Paul speaks about that. He starts off Romans 7 by saying, I write to those that know the law. And then he goes on to say in Romans 7 that the law is good because the law is of God. But for us, for someone out of Christ, out of the kingdom, out of the realities of the new covenant, it's not good because you see it and then you want to do it and you find you can't until you surrender to Jesus. So the law is a tutor that leads us to Christ. And as Jesus was speaking these words, he hadn't brought about the fullness of his kingdom yet. But when he went up into heaven, and let's take it closer, after he had defeated the devil on the earth, then he had defeated the devil under the earth, and then he went up into heaven, and the devil was defeated in heaven and cast out. And then the kingdom of God could come through the rebirth. Then, because of that, the goodness of God is now available. That, as I prayed earlier in that day, because in Christ the fullness of the Godhead is pleased to dwell, was pleased to dwell when he walked and he showed us the walk of faith, the walk of righteousness. And the fullness of the Godhead is now, it's there to dwell in us as well. Why? Because we are part of the family. So Paul called out there in Romans 7, who will deliver me from the sins of the flesh? You see, and the sins of the flesh is coming from the devil's power, the spirits at work in the sons of disobedience that made him, even though the law is good, but he was sold under sin. And that's where we all were. But then when we come to that place of realizing we need help, and we find that when we see we're not measuring up to the fullness of the love that God has got for us, and that's why we realize that we need to be joined to Christ. We need to be co-heirs together with Christ. We need to be married to Christ. We need to be born by the Spirit into Christ and into his kingdom, and then we can be everything God made us to be. So then it goes from Romans 7 to Romans 8, where it says the law of the Spirit of life sets us free from the law of sin and death. That hold of Romans 7, where we the good we couldn't do and that which we didn't want to do is broken, and we now, inspired by the Spirit, we can fulfill that which God wants us to bring, and we fulfill the law. The law is a standard that we fulfill. We see it nicely in Romans 8, verse 3. For what the law could not do, God done by sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. He condemned sin in the flesh. No more place. Sin has been put out. The Holy Spirit has come in, and we are now temples of God. He condemned sin in the flesh. So the righteous requirements, the good requirements of the law can be met in us when we walk not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So the spiritual rebirth, the spiritual realities, holding on to being the leading of the Holy Spirit is so important to now abide and be everything God made us to be. Amen. So arise and shine, brothers and sisters. It's all been done through our Master, our big brother, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And he has brought us home to the Father and to the Holy Spirit and to the kingdom realities. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.